Are you realizing the distinction between this association and others?
Yes.
Yes. That is realized. Then you get it. We are trying to create a real spiritual path, not bogus, for livelihood. India's fall down is due to that spirit that everyone takes everything for livelihood. Not only India, everywhere. India especially, because poverty is taken, so that state, religion also, has lively. That day, just like this, Okinsa, he wanted to chant Hare Krishna mantra for livelihood. Do you know that?
Yes.
How it was? No, you did not know. He was promoted that I know how to cure disease by chanting Hare Krishna. So he wanted to go. Foreign country to take this profession. That means an attempt to kill our movement in purity. Of course, nobody can kill our movement, but this sort of thinking is just against the purity of our movement. His life, Hare Krishna mantra, for curing disease. Yeah, it has to be done. Not only idea, it has to be done in practical care. Now we'll take charge of the task that is still found. Right to the division.
Will be in the newspaper, they will be exactly like other newspapers?
who will write?
No, artificial. There is news, no, there must be news.
Yeah.
News you can purchase from the news collecting company.
Uh-huh.
They supply. Yeah. Very cheap price they supply. And you take advertisement. You cover your expenses by getting advertisements and make sufficient profit. Newspaper stacking is not a losing business, provided you can organize. It's just like ordinary newspaper. Daily news, people want to learn daily news. And they supply huge quantities.
Uh-huh.
And those are advertisers. They are simply concerned how many copies are issued.
Yeah.
If you issue 100,000 copies, then you can charge for each pay $1,000. They will pay $2,000. They will pay.
That means in each city we would have to have our own, we would have to have a
local
press for each city.
No, not necessarily. We can arrange it in a newspaper press. You simply supply your matter, they will print.
Oh, yeah.
Just like we are getting from Japan.
Yeah.
You know, you make your own layout and supply them immediately within 2 hours.
But instead a daily newspaper has to come out daily, so it takes time to transport from one city to another city.
Well, so from every city we can publish. Every city there is a newspaper press.
Daily newspapers, the other newspapers are printed by local newspapers, and weekly are often national.
Oh, we have to organize. But sir, let us publish in one city. Big city, like New York.
Like
London.
London.
Yes. Bombay. Tokyo. Big city. World's big city. In India, only two cities at least, Calcutta and Bombay. Important. If you publish simultaneously on Calcutta, Delhi is even important as the capital, otherwise not important as Bombay. Then Delhi, without government offices, it is Delhi. Just like Washington. What is the value of Washington? This is nothing. It's simply because it is the headquarters of the federation. It has not been important. Then there is Delhi. Otherwise it is not important. But Calcutta, Bombay is really important city in India. Big business folk, all rich men, every kind of, all cultural, everything. Calcutta now. Originally only Calcutta, now Bombay. Because the British had made Calcutta a capital. And Calcutta was very, very important city. But this Calcutta man, they create sometimes situations very complicated. The one in 1905, the same situation as that, politically. Charles Surendranath Banerjee. Surendranath Banerjee's movement, partition of Bengal. Lord Curzon, he wanted to divide Bengal, made East Bengal and West Bengal. And Surendranath Banerjee, he is practically father of Indian politics. Gandhi is not. He was. And he, in the beginning, European circle, he was called surrender not. Spelling on the name, H-U-R-E-N-D-E-R, surrender not. In parliament, you know that surrender not. Very powerful politician. So there was trouble in Calcutta. Therefore, they transferred 1911 capital to Delhi. Otherwise, from the very beginning of British occupation, Calcutta was the capital. You have seen the government Viceroy House near that Hamilton building where you are trying to purchase.
The government house?
It's better than Buckingham Palace. Such a big house.
Oh, the governor's house?
Yes.
Governor's house?
Governor's house. It's surrounded by the big garden. Now it is dilapidated. Huge palace in India. Lord Curzon's policy was to bring one of the princes from England and make him king of India.
King of India?
Yes. That was his policy. He favored that policy that Indian people are in favor of monarchy. So he introduced this system. One of the royal family come to come and become king of it. That is good suggestion. If Britishers should have ruled India for the interest of India, making one king from the royal family should have been great success. That policy of Lord Curzon was very nice.
But that never happened.
The same thing, the parliamentary members, just like nowadays, party. India's happening in party politics. And they did not like to give importance to monarchy. So they wanted to rule according to their means. And therefore the whole scheme changed. The so-called democracy under party politics is nonsense. Monarchy, I think that they are very simple. The democracy is the government of the assets. Because the population is an asset. And they vote another asset to the head of the government. So what you can do? Sajavikriyate raja sakinnasmittu pahanam. These are instructions in Sanskrit. If you make a dog a king, don't you think that he still lacks the tools? You cannot change his habit. Sajavikriyate raja sabhavasa sasasavu duratikrama. For anyone carries, even if you give good position, you cannot change it. The example is that if you make a dog the king, he immediately comes from the throne and back the king. The material you cannot change. Only by spiritual understanding one can.
Character Pandit, I was reading that book, and he says in his book that if a crow sits on a high
place,
it doesn't become an eagle. He resists himself.
Yes. If you make a crow, the crow generally sits on the roof of the house. But that does not mean he has become a great man. A great, a very beautiful bird.
Symbol of the Democratic Party of America,
everywhere.
As soon as they have a symbol.
Oh, yes.
The Republican Party is the elephant, and the Democratic Party is the donkey.
What is the name of both for the ass? According to Vedic civilization, there was democracy, but that democracy is selected committee. Just like in England, there was Privy Council. A selected body of learned Brahmins and sages, they were guiding the king. And the king was himself properly educated how to rule over under religious principles. He was trained from the beginning of his life as prince, as the future heir of the throne. He was trained, and at the same time he was guided by council of learned sages and minds. They were looking over the activities and the things, as soon as there were some mistakes, they were upset. And there were instances, whenever there was a bad king, they were dethroned. Not for political purpose, he was dethroned, but his son was only. Just like Lord Ramchandra did. Lord Ramchandra killed Ravan, but he never occupied his kingdom. His brother Vibhishan proved to be faithful. He was from the same family. And that was the system. Even if a king was wrong, he would be dethroned. But from his family, either his son or brother or somebody would occupy. Not that because I have conquered you, and therefore I shall sit down. No. There are many things. And therefore, India was ruling all over the world. The emperor was in India, and the kings of different states, they are family-wise. So there was no rebellion. And every state, the king was trained. And in the same process, guided by committee of learned Brahmin and sages, how perfect this monarchy is. Monarchy, that Lord Karjan studied, that the Indian people like monarchy. Even these states, these whole kind of states. Now the Congress government has killed them, otherwise the business has been maintained. Necessary. And they are developed. Now see, Indore was far better before. You can see from the buildings or the roads, it is a very prosperous city. It still is going on. So every state, the native place, the British has maintained so many native states. And because they maintain them, they are friends to the British. They knew the policy. If you create Jaminda, landlord, they created the aristocratic class to support it. So when Gandhi and other leaders started this movement, all the princes and Jamindas, they were in favor of it. Therefore it took so much time to transform. And as a retaliation, the common people have bereft them of their kingdom. No one kingdom. Because you always supported British. And it's great politics. Therefore they have taken the Jamindas and immediately after the attainment of independence, all the Jamindas and things were bereft of the police. You are in Calcutta? Oh, none of you were. Mm-hmm. saw one house for purchasing, that are big Jamindar's house, Tagore's castle.
Yes.
You saw? Yes. Yes, sir. How nice it was. When they were in opulence in our childhood, oh, it was a house in the city. There are many houses. Just like in England, the Lord family, in Ascot, where he stayed, that was also Lord family. Now, Juko is also. That's where Japanese does. She has become the queen of the house. And how third class loge, that is, his sitting room has a naked picture and how much degraded people have been. How this man is daring to hang that picture in his sitting room so that everyone comes to see. How much low grade they are. They want change because they have no good education. They are going to the animal change. That is eating movement.
Yes.
Yes. From animal standard, they became civilized. The same story, Punarmusika. Another story, again become mouse. The story is, a man came to a saintly person and said, I am in trouble. He kind of released me. What is that trouble? The cat. They are after me. I am already at the risk of life. So what do you want? You also make me a cat. All right, he became a cat. Then again he came. He said, again he comes to me. What is that? A dog that chasing. Then what do you want? I want to become a dog. All right, he became a dog. In this way, he came out to the tiger by the benediction of you. And when he became a tiger, he was there.
Oh, no!
That's why I got Brahmananda Prabhu. All right. Again we came out. So this civilization is like that. They became tired and they are so much and brand the tender that they have to become again a mouse. And that is it. That is the way of nature. If you don't improve yourself in Krishna consciousness, then you again become this tool one. The human form of life is an opportunity to come out of this cycle of birth and death. And if one does not take it, these are the assessments in Padma Purana. Then he loses his chance. We do not know what is life. How life is rotating. Talking nonsense. I am God. I should say be God. This is written by man. How much low-graded people have been. They are completely under the laws of nature. David Jesadana Mani Mama Maya Drusya. Things and laws of nature. And you see they're playing, I am God, I am this, I am that, I am free. And they do not mind. Even they are degraded to the position of the one or two. But then what is this one or two? It is also divinity. It is not a divine thing. Pandita Samadarshi, no one who knows. He knows that the one or two and Brahma is the same divinity. Simply under divine reaction of karma, one has become Brahma, another has become the true one. Now, this is not real. Simply, the layout should be sent to different parts, and they will make immediately place, and that is good. Daily, you have to send it. Yes.
That's why she started Boston, because
yes.
They're very
quick. Yes, even in small scale, it can start from Boston.
She started just one or two days.
Yes. Never mind. Just like I began in that way.
Yeah.
Which you have seen before.
Yes, I'm sorry, So a lot of your articles, they were commenting on the current events.
Yes.
A lot of your articles were commenting on
the editorial board must be very intelligent. How to talk about Boston, back to Godhead, with current politics. Giriraji can do that?
I can try.
You just try immediately. Mm-hmm. Take one newspaper and comment on the current news. Anyone, everyone of you can do it. And show me how that is. Then we start immediately. We have got many things to do. Krishna, and Krishna is the Bhoktar and Jankusha, Sarvalokamahata. Why are these petty politicians and 3 acres are left? Their state is 3 acres are left. Our state is the unlimited. That I mentioned in the second volume of Srimad Bhagavata. So what means they can permit? 3 acres are left. We have got the innumerable universe. You can supply so much need, provided people are ready to read it. As we have published so many books, we are not even able to read these books. So, the other devotees, they can't cover 5 books. That is the test. And one who cannot rise early in the morning, he is not spiritually serious. That is the test. Brahma Muhurta, this hour, 1 hour before sunrise, is very auspicious moment.
I should tell everyone that wants a program to come at 5 o'clock.
Huh?
If somebody wants a program, I should say, come and see me at 5 o'clock. Because after they hear you and they have the Mangal Akshay, then they will be more thoughtful about our mission.
Yes.
I think that's a good idea.
So you can say, no, if anyone wants to see us, please come at 5 o'clock. Then you can see how much serious it is. Now, I have decided to go to Delhi. Even Gurudas said that right. All of us should go to Delhi.
It might be difficult to make arrangements. The place where Gurdasi's presence in his den is not equipped for 10 people at present. So we have to make the journey.
No, we can arrange in the Villa Dharamsala. There is a nice Dharamsala. You know, Villa Dharamsala.
We were invited to stay there. That's the 10 days we didn't go.
So, who invited?
When we
young people connected with Buddha temple have associated with us in Delhi, and several have invited us.
So, first of all, take information from the Vairagi, in which then they are booked or fixed for Delhi. And you write immediately one letter to Dhruva in Bombay. And Tamal Krishna also said, Dhruva may instruct the Delhi Billa Dharamsala to accommodate us immediately. So their Dharamsala, it is Billa Dharamsala. First of all, we have to see how they are made our teeth. No, it's a temple.
Temple?
Very big temple.
So we should book seats for Delhi. On which day?
17th.
17th, you want to leave?
Yes.
Okay.
What is the day? 17th?
Today is
the
14th.
And day?
Today is Monday.
Monday.
Thursday. Before afternoon, we can start.
You want to go by 20,000 or
no? I am asking one ticket for plane.
By moment, you know?
Yes. That is not difficult. They asked Gurdas to take me. For 2 hours I can sit down. It goes direct in Delhi.
No,
but
you stop.
That doesn't matter. Same plan. And you come all by train.
So will we open a bank account in? Will we open an account in Indore?
Yeah.
This morning with Mr. Holden.
So when we find out your arrival time, Gurdas, we can inform Gurdas when you'll be arriving?
Yeah. And then we... next day, you come on. What is that? Industry house, just get reclamation.
One part now.
Bombay what?
Bombay.
Bombay.
Is Parliament in session again?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking that Parliament goes in and out of session, and I wondered if they remember the days that Parliament was in session again.
No. Parliament is in session now?
No, it's out of session now. When it's in session, then all of the politicians come from their castles and they all disperse generally once they remember the Parliament has come over 500.
So, when the Parliament begins?
It will be it separates for about a month and then comes together.
Aye. But Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Surprised
in the Prime Minister, this is the best time, because he's not a preoccupied. Yes. Well, what is that picture? There was a picture you took, right?
Yes, there was a picture with the letters
that
he told me
was the
favorite
for him. Ah, sure. So... So how long you talk with the Prime Minister?
Maybe 10 minutes.
She took some interest?
She took a courteous interest. But as I say, there's no doubt that at the time that she saw him, she was pressed with other matters. This very personal friend of hers, the Guru she's now staying with, told us that she was very impressed. Her first secretary was very impressed. Mm-hmm. And that she said, we have it on tape, that she would like to see us again. And she was sorry that she didn't realize that we had been waiting for so long, otherwise she could have come earlier to meet some children. So in that way, it was that she would like to be a children in the future.
The next day, we saw some yogis.
Stretching knots.
Yes.
Not stretching knots.
Stretching knots.
What was this philosophy?
If we do some exercises and know God, we shall realize.
You have sensualized. Are you sensualized?
Well, I didn't think of that, but I didn't want to turn on him. He said, so.
You just tell him that he's God.
He said most of his food he doesn't really give him any sort of medication, simply do an exercise and breathing. And then maybe when they're in the center of that, they have to give them some type of meditation to perform.
He's social swami. He's very social swami, rich in a way, but he's very polished in a material way.
That's smoking, huh?
I didn't require any devices.
In New York, it's called Uptown Swami. Obviously, the red one.
His expansion of spiritual life is based on material prosperity.
Now why this will go? So the yoga system, the science is more advanced.
No information.
If you are flying in the sky by a yogi, he has to spread his nose for so many years. And the science has given him the aeroplane. What is the flash? What is the use of pressing on?
You explain that in Bhagavatam.
Yeah. What is the use of pressing that?
You said about when you walk on the water, that if you get walking on the water, the boatman said he was a two-step yogi, he said for 2 steps he's going to take the water across.
That's right. If that is the ultimate end of life, to walk on the water or to fly in the sky, So science has given them more opportunities. And the material science is so advanced that all this yoga system is now almost accomplished. Because that is material only. Material prosperity.
I think
they just got to lose weight. Lose weight. Yeah. Eating flesh, sumptuously, and get fat. Flesh eaters get fatty very quickly. Flesh eaters. Mangsa. The skin becomes increased. But flesh eaters. You see, in your country, the Russian, Russian beauty, big belly, right?
German.
If you eat meat, you very quickly you can get fat. Also, too much ghee on. That is all. But ghee is inferior daily, this is Maharaj. But by eating flesh, you get sturdy, good lump of muscles. In Ayurveda, there is a chapter which is called Drubhagu. There is a book, Drubhagu. So, they have analyzed so many different kinds of flesh, birds, bees, animals. So, how they have analyzed? So, if you eat this kind of flesh, you get this kind of reality. Hundreds of flesh. What do they know? They can eat only cow's flesh, or dog's flesh, or hog's flesh. But there are so many, even birds, bees, animals, and so on. Analysis. And Barnasaw, I think, he wrote one book, He Was What You Eat. Yes. So they become animals. The animals eating animal flesh. Barnasa was vegetarian.
And
liver? Yes. Medicine.
Yes.
There are many liver extracts for it.
No, not liver. No, maybe.
Liver extract preparation, there are many medicines. Yes. For anemic patients, liver extract is the dominant.
That's right,
right? Huh? Well, people are going to die, then you can tell. Then for such trouble, if you are going to die, say, to save yourself then. If you are going to die, not ordinary, if it is sure that without liver extract you shall die, then yes.
Can't
tell.
You can't tell until you actually go where they are.
Because when there is question of death, it is recommended. You can take any step to save your life. But those who are easy, they are prepared to die.
First
time, their proposal is death is sure today or tomorrow. So why shall I change my thinking? Death will take place. If I live for 10 years more, what is it? Then it's like saying my thinking. It is not that by taking that medicine and liver extract I can be immortal. That is not one. If somebody gives some medicine, then one can make himself immortal, and that is another thing. Nobody is going to be immortal. So I see that place and there. Death will take place as sure as this. But today or tomorrow or 100 years out. So if one moment is utilized for Krishna consciousness, that makes life successful. Why should I live for 100 years? Waste my time. One moment is sufficient for living.
I just have one question about the ending. That Abhinav, he was calling the moon, I think you understand. And he was thinking at first, I think you understand that he was going to happen, so he was calling after him. And as he was calling, he was reminded of his early life when he was worshiping the real Narayan. And therefore, Narayan saved him. Not that he was simply calling
But simply calling Narayana,
he remembers.
Because actually when one chants Lord Krishna's name, Lord's name, immediately he remembers Lord's form, activities, pastime, everything. That is natural.
Not that he was unconsciously just chanting and the Lord saved him in that way, but he actually remembered the Lord.
That is the remark of Vishnu Chakravarti. But according to others' opinion, even simply by chanting, that is sufficient. And in Bhagavad it is stated like that. But Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur has remarked that this chanting refers to the context. Immediately he will remember now.
In that sense, the story of Kapahailas and Harit, that she began to care. And so what was the reason that she was prostituting for the younger and simply brought up?
Professor Sanal was not very much advanced. He committed so many blunders. It was not necessary direct association. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sastra, Lavamatra Sadhu Sangha Sarvasiddha. In a moment of situation with the pure devotee, all success. Not necessary that one has to acquire experience. Generally it is so, but Sadhu Sangha has got his perfect Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lavamatra Sadhu Sangha Sarvasiddhi. It is, we have not read any Sanatana Sikha and teachings are not taken.
Does that also apply to reading the words of pure devotees?
Hmm?
Does that also apply to reading the words of pure devotees?
Yes.
So even a little association with your books has the same effect?
Effect, of course, it requires both these things. One must be very eager to take it. Just like Maharaj Parikshit heard Srimad Bhagavatam. And there are so many others, they are also reading Srimad Bhagavatam. So Maharaj Parikshit was very serious. So both things should be serious. Just like the the example, the husband and wife must be important, then they are pregnant. Otherwise there is no pregnancy. So, sowing the seed, the field also must be fertile or receptive, then the seed will fructify. It is a super fact.
But if a tree starts to crop, or you've got sufficient facilities, then it will die completely.
Yes.
But if a spiritual seed starts to sprout, then that whatever start is made is never lost, right?
Yes, it is not lost, but it is checked.
Yes.
Sometimes it is checked.
There's a tendency to revive again.
In that way, again, on actually, that brings to question of previous life. One was advanced so much, it was checked by some business, and again begins from that point. Just like Billa Mangal Thakur. Billa Mangal Thakur was advanced in his previous life, Akku, Bhava Bhakti. Somehow it was checked, but as soon as he heard the words from the prostitute, oh, yes. So much after the flesh and skin and bones and skin. If you would have been so much easier for Krishna, I would have been so immediately he came to your son. And immediately left. Transcendental bliss. The impersonal Brahma is not transcendental bliss, it is simply eternity. But we want three things. Eternity, full knowledge, and blissful life. So there is no bliss.
Yes. This will require shelter.
Yes. So there, similarly, this living entity also requires shelter of blissful life. That is the association of Krishna. So unless he gets that, He wants blissfulness, but there is no spiritual blissfulness, there is no information. He comes down again to the perverted blissfulness of this material world.
They don't take pleasure in being there, they don't
ask there. There is no pleasure. Blissfulness is not there. That is Brahmajyoti simply eternal. That's all. The same example can be here. Just like sunlight. There is only light. But on a planet, the effect of the light is there. There are so many trees, so many flowers, fruits. We want varieties of pleasure. Variety is the mother of... Therefore, we are living entity, life, we want variety. So this is variety less. No variety, one kind. Sunlight. We require sunlight. We have so much anxious for sunlight. And not only sunlight.
It must get very boring. It's very boring in the Kali Yuga. It gets very boring. There's nothing to do. No way to go.
Boring.
Yes.
And it's supposed to satisfy, aren't they? Because
they seem to go. Abhisuddha Buddha. They do not know. They are after Brahmananda. Transcendental pleasure, but they do not know what is actually transcendental pleasure, impersonal. Therefore, their intelligence is not clean. They go to the spiritual kingdom, transcendental platform, but they do not know that how real transcendental pleasure can be. Therefore, their knowledge is not perfect.
When they want to come back, is it very easy for them to come back? Or have they got to endure?
No, they automatically come back. Because he is a hankering after variety. That variety is not there. So he is attracted again to the material. Just like so many sunlights. Vivekananda. He wanted to lecture on Vedanta, which is liberation. He came again back to the hospitalizing and philanthropic work because he could not find the variety of pleasure in Vedanta. Of course, he has not very much advanced. There are many. There is a sannyasi who is here. He is a corpuscle. He is very learned, however. He was formerly speaking on Vedanta and all that. Now he is in politics and cow protection. There are many.
The question I had is that I have a hazy memory that at one time I heard that when a soul finally does enter into Brahma Jyoti, that he has to remain there for some long duration of time. In the daytime of Brahma or in the lifetime of Brahma, is that correct? What is that duration?
Not like that. That's
not like that.
Right. Right. He feels it inconvenient without variety of that. Bhagavat says, Tayyatta Bhava Abhisuddha Buddha. Their intelligence is not clean. Ariya Krishna Parampadam Tata. Although they rise up to the Brahma Jyoti, Patanti Adhastapa, and they again come back.
And the Nirvana conception of life is just before Brahma?
Nirvana conception is marginal position between Brahma Jyoti and this material world.
Just on the bridge?
Yes. Then Karunanam. The Karan Ocean, right from the beginning of through material field. That is Nirvana.
Viraga.
Is it possible to go there?
Why not?
Not arguing with it.
Right.
What was our deal with it?
Krishna took him to talk.
Yeah.
His friend. He did not wear long, that is Krishna. Krishna said.
So he's what? Prince of God?
Yes. Then what is the use of making fancy with Krishna? If you cannot do it. There was a rich man in Calcutta, Motilal Sen, he was so rich that every man has been sent to young and old. So, you see, if any of his friends did not possess a house in Calcutta, he purchased a house. He says that if people say, oh, your friend Motilal Sen, he has no own house, what people will say about me? He must have his own house. He purchased a house for him. He was a very big man, and there are many incidences of his life. It's a very noble story. But actually, it was not long ago, say about 100 years ago. He would not see that any one of his associate friends does not possess a house in Calcutta. Another Krishna's friend, Sudama Rupa. He could not even recognize his own place, how it had happened. Palatial living, garden. In Krishna, you have not read? Sudama? Give me water.
But a devotee in attachment selects one of the Vrindavans or the inhabitants of Vrindavan and follows in his footsteps in order to be successful in his own devotional service. Does that mean that a bona fide spiritual master is an eternal a representative of the Vrindavan and cannot revel in the Braja? And that we've got a spiritual master?
What is that?
Says, all inhabitants of Braja Bhumi, Vrindavan, are very dear to Krishna. A devotee in attachment selects one of the inhabitants and follows in his footsteps in order to be successful.
Devoted to the Vrindavan inhabitants. You don't directly think of yourself that I can see Krishna as my son.
No.
That is mana.
Yes.
You have to follow the footsteps of Yasodhara.
Yes, he's telling you that.
Yes. Then it is.
Yes. You said that you are always in Vrindavan. So we are following the Vrindavan in heaven, that's right.
Yes.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. We are following Vrindavan. It says one should always remember the activities of that particular inhabitant of the Raja. Thank you, Maharaj.
You have got so poor, Datta?
Yes, poor.
Right.
Thank you.
Remember that you did this morning?
Yes, I did the book.
Huh?
You asked me if you have an engagement this morning. It's a private book.
Ah, one time, yes. Then, it's time card. How far it is?
Supposed to be just in the neighborhood.
Oh, that's fine.
What's
the position? You are far away from the plane.
Of this area?
Yeah. That is sign of princely opulence.
Is he the son of this man we saw last week?
No.
Is that his son?
No, he is also.
Okay.
But I don't think I'll be going with you because I have to wait for Mr. Hogan. He said he'd be here tonight.
Huh?
I won't be going to that place because I'll be waiting for Mr. Hogan.
Hogan is coming.
Yes, at 9. We'll open a study camp. We'll open the one side of the camp. Book account and
book fund account savings.
Yeah.
I want international society. Checking it. So what do we have to do in that connection? The water?
The water is not.
My son's right.